We were at Andrew Lloyd Webber's house, putting in some tapestries in the hallway.
Oh, it's tittle-tattle, I like it, yeah.
And he's got a glass elevator which goes right up to the top of the house.
And he's watching it's a two-story house. That could go right up to the top of the house. Does he live in a two-story house, or is it enormous?
It's a nine-story house.
Is it nine?
There's three underground.
Makes my five stories rather pale, doesn't it? Yes, it's got a nine-story house.
Yeah, yeah. In Belgravia.
How did he make all his money?
I don't know.
Yes, so Andrew Lloyd Webber's nine-story house has a glass lift in it.
It does. And he had a bit of a fault with this lift, and he's watching us put these tapestries up. And as you may know, he's quite a shy man and doesn't speak a lot anyway.
Mm.
And this lift comes down on its own, and there's four of us putting these tapestries up, and Andrew Lloyd Webber says, oh, that must be the Phantom of the Elevator.
And it's the Phantom of the Elevator. I didn't know if it said the front room. The Phantom of the Elevator.
Yeah.
But mind you, I think as you say, he's a shy man. Some may say that borders on loneliness. And I think he does that. I think the elevator has a remote control, and when a few people are around, he calls for it to come down and says, hey everyone, must be the Phantom of the Elevator. At least four times a day, poor Andrew tried that gag. No, did you hear what I said then? Yes, we did. It was very, very funny. Thank you very much indeed. So now we know a showbiz lift, Andrew Lloyd Webber's personal houses with lifts in them. I suppose when I lived on the 19th floor, I had one of those. Andrew Lloyd Webber's showbiz lift.